if you're somebody who's just beginning your health journey, and I call it a journey because you'll start off wanting perhaps to know everything and thinking that everything is really complicated, and then you'll get to a point where perhaps you think you know pretty much all there is to know, and then you dig further and you find out that you actually know very little, and then you just kind of resign to the fact that you're never going to know it all, and it's just best to sit in the gray and be context specific, which is probably where I'm at the moment. If you're just beginning your health and training journey, have you ever thought about separating the physical and the mental side of training? So most of what I hear with physical training is that you're building your muscles, you're building your physical body, you're doing all these things on your physical state to improve. And I agree, your body does improve with training, but it really is all mental training. If you really think about it, when you perform a bicep curl, you're not moving that arm. The arm doesn't move itself. You have to will your arm to move from your brain. You have to. If you don't fire a signal into your arm, it will not move. This is why stroke patients cannot move their arms after they suffer a stroke, because their brain isn't functioning as well anymore. And that's specific to one side, but that's just me being a nerd. My point is, although we classify it sometimes as mental training and physical training, in reality, it really all is mental training. So what does this mean in terms of our training program? Everything we do requires mental energy. For me to move my arm requires mental energy. For me to move a heavy weight requires more mental energy than it does for me to move a lighter weight. For me to do a high stress task in the workplace, for example, will require more mental energy than if I was just to be a entry level person within my workplace. If I was to be a production line person and I'm just filling a shelf, or I'm just building things, and it's all very simplistic work, it's brainless, as they say, versus a doctor or surgeon who's constantly dealing with complex people and complex cases, which one exerts more mental energy? Do you remember the first time you went driving? Do you remember how tired and sleepy you were after you had your first lesson? That's because it takes mental energy. So where I'm going with this is everything you do will take mental energy, and that may trickle down into your training program. Although you didn't move very much within your office job, you may have had one of the most stressful days in your life. You may be dealing with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. That mental energy is used. The expectation that you should be able to then lift a PR because you didn't move very much physically is just, I'm not sure about the evidence, but to me, it's just absurd. If I had you perform a very, very hard exam, you feel fried, right? You do. After an exam, your uni students will always say, "I feel so fried." Can that same person then go and do a 1RM and PB? Maybe. But my bet, and from my experience, it's not very likely, because your mental juices are used up. So that's just something for you to think differently about when you approach your training program. If you fail a lift, why? Did you have a mentally stressing day? Things for you to consider.